From the campus of New Hope Christian College, welcome to Words of New Hope.
Look in the mirror. What side of your head did God put your eyeballs on? He stuck them in the front. Why? Because he wants you to keep looking which way? Forward. Because he could have put them on the back, right? Which way did he stick your ears on your head? Forward or backwards? Forward. Never realized that, have you? Forward. Why? Because God wants you to keep listening for his promises for your future and not sit around listening to what people are saying behind your back.
Aloha and welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero, pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship, Oahu. No one enjoys problems. We'd all like to avoid pain and suffering. But today, Pastor Wayne will show us how God uses the tough times that we face from day to day to make us more like Christ. Here's Pastor Wayne with a message entitled, Helping One Another in Difficulties.
How many of you have gone through and you can remember bad days? Raise your hand. This bad day, yeah. How many of you, when you went through those, would say, would sure have been nice if I had maybe a helping hand, or you did have a helping hand to make it through those seasons? Would you raise your hand? It's just good to know that there's people around you that God will send. That doesn't mean that we can push the responsibility of the struggle or the difficulty onto them, but it's sure nice to have someone walk with you through it. In fact, it's so important. God says if you understand the ways of God, that that's how he's created the church or the family to help one another, you'll understand the heart of God. Let's read what Galatians 6, 1 and 2 tell us at the top of our notes. Ready? Go. If a man is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and thus fulfill the law of Christ. Would you read that last line again? Bear one another's burdens, and thus fulfill the law of Christ. God is saying, when we understand God's mandate to help one another bear burdens, then we begin to understand the heart of Jesus Christ, one who came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. Because often, if we're not careful, we'll think the world revolves around us and we'll say, God, help me with mine. But God is saying, I will, in order for you to help someone else with theirs. And once you come to that stage, then you begin to understand the whole law of Christ is fulfilled in that. It's not in me, it's in us laying down our life to help others, to give them a helping hand. It's to get them through, because that is exactly the heart of Jesus. And when we start to understand the heart of Christ, then the world sees not just a bunch of Christians, but they see the heart of Christ reflected through the hearts of a bunch of Christians. So we're going to talk about that, because all of us have bad days and we need help. I was looking at a list of things that says, you know it's a bad day when, and I thought you'd like some of these. Here it is. You know it's a bad day when you're depressed and you call the suicide prevention line and they put you on hold. You know it's a bad day when you rent a car in L.A. and your horn sticks on the freeway behind 32 Hell's Angels. You know it's a bad day when you call your wife and tell her you'd like to eat out tonight, so when you come home, there's a sandwich on the front porch. Some of you are going to use that, aren't you? And here's one more. You know it's a bad day when you dream that you ate a giant marshmallow, and when you get up, your pillow is missing. We all go through bad days, but how often we think that we're the only ones that go through bad days. We're the only ones that face difficulties, when in actuality, many go through that. We're not the only one. Or we might compare to someone else and say, I wish I had his problems. Man, I'd trade with him in a moment. You never want to do that. You'll end up like a guy who's sitting in the bar so depressed, he's just staring at his drink for maybe a half hour. Just across the bar, there's this troublemaker, cocky truck driver looking at this guy, staring at his glass, and he says to his friend, look at him, what's his problem? He doesn't even know what problems are. Watch this. So he walks up, grabs the guy's drink, gulps it down, puts down an empty glass and says, ah, ha, ha, ha. And the guy starts to cry. The truck driver says, oh, you baby, I was just joking. Bartender, give him another drink. He says, no, 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 you don't understand. He says, I slept in late today. And when I got to work, my boss fired me. And then when I got out of the building to get in my car, someone stole my car. So I take a cab home. And when I get home, my wife says she doesn't love me anymore and asked me to move out. I was devastated. I couldn't take it anymore. So I walk to this bar and I decide to kill myself. And you walk up and drink my poison. Don't take anybody else's problems. We love to compare ourselves with others. That's a dangerous thing to do. You have to understand one thing, and that is this. You have to understand that we'll all go through problems, every single one of us. Problems is something that is not necessarily a problem. You see, what God sees is this. This is the ways of God. He knows that there's certain character qualities. He knows that there's certain insight. He knows that there's certain foundational things and core values that will only be tempered into, galvanized into our life through the furnace of affliction. You can't take a pill and get it. You can't buy it off a shelf. You can't learn it in a classroom learning setting. It only comes through the valley of difficulty. That's the only way. You see, God designed your life before time began, the Bible says. For in Ephesians 2:10, it says, we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works which he prepared beforehand that you should walk in them. Jeremiah 1, Jeremiah, when you were yet in your mother's womb, I knew you and called you to be a prophet to the nations. Before he was even born. See, in God's design room, he's already seen that image of what your future is to be. So he created you not only in his image, but in his image or his design. He crushed it into a seed, put it into your mother's womb. And now you're born with the potential of that future. That's why Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans that I have for you, saith the Lord. Not plans for your calamity, but for your welfare in order that you might attain to or have a future and a hope. Because I know. God says, I put it there. But it's in potential form. So God sees your ministry, or God sees your calling. God sees how you're going to leave a legacy and make a difference. You're going to be a dad or a mom. You're going to have children or this or that. You're going to have a great influence in Hawaii, whatever it might be. So he sees that out here. Then he rewinds the tape and he says, okay, Wayne's got a long way to go in order to sustain what I have planned for him. He's going to need perseverance. He's going to need some endurance. He's going to need self-control. He's going to have to get rid of some pride. He's going to have to be willing to submit himself and receive help when it's necessary. All of these things. So how's he going to get it? Well, let's see. I'm going to have to run him through this affliction and this furnace and this refining process. And if he comes through it well, then he'll have here all the necessary ingredients for me to now bring the promises to pass. If he scoots around them, then he'll end up here, and should I give him that promise, it'll crush him. So I'm going to run him through this. If he could get it through taking a vitamin, great, but he can't. It's going to have to come through these difficulties. And so he puts us through those, and he says, by the way, you won't walk it alone. I will walk through that with you. And if need be, I'll bring people around you so that they'll help you through it. For even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you'll fear no evil, for God says he will be where? Right with you. You see, Jesus is not the bridge over troubled waters, as Art Garfunkel once sang. He is the way through the troubled waters, as Isaiah once sang. And so he'll take us through because he knows that we have a future and a hope. So now he has to rewind and say, all right, this is what you're going to do. I've chosen this for you, and you'll get to go through these. Now, if by my own idiocracy, I add more troubles onto it, well, that's my fault. We want to see if we can mitigate and remove those, because a certain amount you will go through, but don't add a bunch more just for fun. because we can do that. But every one of us will go through that set of difficulties. We have to have a balanced view. So one of the best ways to enter into the ways of God that'll bring us out on the other end looking more like Him is the first, would you write in your notes, to seek balance. Seek balance. You have to have a balanced view of life. Because if we try to avoid problems at every cost, you're going to have a horrible time with problems. Show me a person that really is interested in getting to what God has called them to be, and I'll show you a person that'll go through difficulties well. But we all go through difficulties. Let's read what 1 Peter says. Ready? Go. Dear friends, don't be surprised at the fiery trials you are going through as if some strange was happening to you. You see, he says, don't think it's strange because we're all going to go through it. Settle this with me. We're all going to face speed bumps. Some will be bigger, some will be smaller. But please listen to this. Problems may stop you temporarily, but only you can stop yourself permanently. Problems don't have the power to stop you permanently. Only you do. Not even the devil has that authority. You do. Now, the devil can get you to move to the edge of the cliff, but you choose to jump. And so we have to see, well, wait a minute, okay, that's right. Problems may stop me temporarily, but only I can stop myself permanently. That's right. Well, why problems? Well, problems are like warning lights that when you're getting close to the edge, it starts to blink. Now, you can choose to heed that and come back onto the right path, or you can choose to ignore it. It's sort of like the rumble strips on the side of freeways sometimes, or highways or roads. When you're drifting, you'll hear this boom, 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 boom. Just racket goes off. Now, what it does is it says, get back on. You're drifting to the side. And there's times you're going to be drifting and there is going to be a racket in your life. And you can get mad at the noise and say, I hate this kind of problems, and push even further. Well, if rumble strips aren't enough, guardrails will be. And we hit the guardrails and we get mad at God. But God is saying, no, watch what I'm doing. You say, well, Wayne, you mean even if I get close to drifting, I'm going to have problems? Yep. So if I ignore it, I'll hit the guardrails and then I'll have real problems? Yep. Well, then I'll just stay in the middle of the road. Then I won't have any problems. Nope, you still will. The Bible says all those who wish to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. It won't be unnecessary problems or difficulties, but they'll be refining ones. What do you mean? Stay in the middle of the road? Yep. Someone will hit you, I'm sure. You know, you'll have to go through some things because God knows what He wants you to become. So the Bible says, it doesn't matter. You will go through difficulties. Let's read what 1 Peter 3 says about that. Ready? Go. Remember, it is better to suffer for doing good, if that is what God wants, than to suffer for doing wrong. You will go through suffering. Don't add to that because of our own dumbness. But we will go through some. Should that then cause us to feel disqualified if you go through problems? No. Just make sure you go through them right and keep pressing on. Don't sit there and cry about what should have been or could have been. Press forward. Ken Keith has a great poem called Anyway. It goes like this. People will be illogical, unreasonable, and selfish, but keep loving them anyway. If you're successful, you'll win false friends and you'll make true enemies, but succeed anyway. Honesty and kindness may make you vulnerable, but be honest and kind anyway. The biggest people with the biggest ideas can get shot down by the smallest people with the smallest minds, but think big anyway. The good you do today may very well be forgotten tomorrow, but do good anyway. Give the world the best you got. You may very well get kicked in the teeth for it, but give the world the best you've got anyway. Keep pressing forward. Take responsibility for your own problems when you go through them. Don't drink somebody else's poison. Don't compare yourself. Just keep pressing forward. Don't give up. Don't look behind and say, well, if this wouldn't have happened or if this. No, no, no. Remember, problems may stop you temporarily, but only you can stop yourself permanently. And God is much more concerned with what lies ahead of you than he is about what lies behind you. That's done. Learn from them and move on. Take the lesson and move through to what God has for you. For even Paul says it this way. He said, forgetting what lies behind, I press, which way? Forward to what lies ahead, till I attain the high prize of the calling of God in Christ Jesus for me, that I might attain that for which he apprehended me for. So you keep pressing. Which way and again? Forward. I say it this way. I mean, just the way God made you, your anatomy should remind you every day of that promise. Look in the mirror. What side of your head did God put your eyeballs on? Because he could have put them in the back, right? He stuck them in the front. Why? Because he wants you to keep looking which way? Forward. Which way did he stick your ears on your head? Forward or backwards? Forward. Never realized that, have you? Forward. Why? Because God wants you to keep listening for his promises for your future and not sit around listening to what people are saying behind your back. Which way do your arms work better, reaching forward or reaching backwards? Forward, because God wants you to keep reaching forward. Which way do you stick your ankles on your feet? You haven't checked lately, have you? Check. Forward, because God wants you to keep walking forward. There's only one part of your anatomy stuck on the other side. You don't have to check on that one either. Maybe because God is trying to communicate to us that there's some things we need to leave. You got it. You identify it. See, I didn't say it, you did. So, but what God is saying is keep pressing forward and learn lessons. Don't seek for leisure, seek for learning. So would you write this in your second point? Seek learning, not leisure. If our goal in life is just leisure, if that's the goal, that everything in our life is pushed towards finding this blissful state where there is a total absence of pain and problems, then you're going to be in trouble. Show me a person who loves to learn from life, and I'll show you a person who will deal well with problems. Show me a person whose full life is just zeroed in on leisure. I'll show you a person that's going to have an increasingly frustrating time with problems. M. Scott Peck, who is a psychologist that wrote People of the Lie and also The Road Less Traveled, which became a very classic book about just the condition of human suffering, was actually studying that topic. And in the midst of The Road Less Traveled, he actually became a Christian. So you'll see the second half of the book change a little bit. But he writes in that book a poignant phrase that I think it'll do well for us to hear this morning. It says this, listen, it is in this whole process of meeting and solving problems that life finds its meaning. This tendency to avoid problems at any cost, will be the primary basis of all human mental illness. Interesting, huh? You see, because we can make almost a modern day religion of this seeking, this absence of pain and problems and difficulties. That says if you got faith, then you won't have pain. If you got faith, you will never go through difficulties. If you'll just have faith, and if you don't have faith, you'll have problems. If you don't have faith, you'll have pain. That's a myth. Because if that's true, if faith is equated to this blissful state, then Jesus' faith wasn't very credible because he went through many difficulties, much pain, all kinds of struggles. In fact, the Lord says anyone who wishes to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. That's the course of becoming more like him and that image that he wants us to be. That's the course of life. And that's the ways of God. But if we're looking for this religion that keeps us immune from that, it's not Christianity. In fact, the Lord says to us, you will not be immune from the difficulties of the world. I'm going to take you right through them and you're going to experience all of them because of what I have planned for you. We will not be immune from the difficulties of life. However, he said, if you will be cognizant of the fact that I'm walking with you, I will give you the edge in every difficulty. But you won't be immune from it because of what I need to develop in your heart for the ministry that I have for you out here. You've got to go through some of that. For example, the heart of those that are most compassionate for cancer people, the most compassionate for those who have been molested, most compassionate hearts for those who have been abused, the most compassionate heart for those who have been divorced will usually be found in those who have themselves, what? Gone through it and experienced it themselves. But if he removes all of those pain from us, you understand we will never have a true, genuine, compassionate heart for those that do. But God says, I'll give you the edge. You won't be immune from it, but I'll give you the edge.
Dark clouds are a blessing when the earth is dry. Too much sun can make the roses die. Lightning, thunderstorm, rain, and then such peace. When a storm has washed the sky, you really can't know peace till you've tasted war. You can't know when the earth is dry. Too much sun can make the roses die. Lightning, thunderstorm, rain, and then such peace. The air fresher when a storm has washed the sky. You really can't know joy till you've tasted sorrow. We need the rain today. When the earth is dry, too much sun can make the roses die. Lightning, thunderstorm, rain, and then such peace. The air is fresher when a storm has washed the sky. The air is fresher when a storm has washed the sky.
You've just heard a message entitled Helping One Another in Difficulties by Pastor Wayne Cordero of New Hope Christian Fellowship. Thank you for listening.
Start your Christmas season off by joining Pastor Wayne Cordero and New Hope Christian College for our free annual performance, Christmas on the Hill. Experience an extravagant evening filled with song, drama, dance, and a special message from Pastor Wayne Cordero. Performances are Thursday, December 5th at 7 o'clock p.m. and Friday, December 6th at 12 noon. Admission is free, but seating is limited, so get your tickets soon at newhope.edu.